Okay, so this video I want to make real quick because I'll be honest with you. I went out, I got the run around Prague, I got the drinking. I'm in Prague. Alcohol's fucking cheap here. So I end up going to this cafe down the street where I talked to all the girls in there, you know, intermittently, but this one she's new to me, so I just start talking to her, right? So I was drinking some wine and talking to her. The girl's 25, right? So I'm drinking wine, talking to her about Kobe Bryant dying. Like, I'm fucked up because Kobe Bryant was like the man for me when I was a kid. He came out of high school to the NBA. He was cool. He was a shooting guard. He could dunk the ball. He can dribble. He was, you know, because Kevin Garnett came out of high school too. And be honest about it, Kevin Garnett was better than Kobe Bryant in his first like 2 or 3 years. But Kobe Bryant was just cool. You know, he was a shooting guard. He shouldn't have been there. He had veterans above him that were better at the position. Eddie Jones at the time. I'm trying to think of other ones. It's been so long. I was going to say Brian Shaw, but that was years later. But I remember Eddie Jones was a starting shooting guard at the time, and he took that spot over from him. Like, so I was fucked up about Kobe Bryant dying. So I went to this cafe down the street. So got talking to this girl. Now, the girl's 25. Now, she may have been mad at me originally. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. The 25-year-old girl, she may have been mad because she gave me her contact information to contact her, and I never contacted her. Like I told you, my game, I never text or call. So I give them that benefit of the doubt. So we're talking, right? And she's existing and she's getting interested, but she's also like, you can tell she's like kind of trying to pull away. And what did I just get done talking about in my last video? Women have to see other women like you to give them the heads up, like, yo, yeah, he's okay. So we're talking, right? Guess who comes walking in the fucking cafe, like literally probably about 20 minutes in our conversation. A girl I met like months ago, right? And it was a weird scenario, and she legit had to go. She was busy. I mean, she's my age, she's 33, so that it also adds to the equation. This girl walks in. Now all of a sudden, the 25-year-old, like something clicks in her head. Like I told you, women, they look for other men to, I mean, sorry, women look for other women to like you, because once other women like you, now it's okay for them to like you. You see, this logic does not change anywhere on the planet. If you're trying to legitimately date women, which I don't fault you if you're not, you're just trying to just fuck them and bounce, which that's really the core of the whole thing anyway, let's be honest about it. But if you're trying to like get in the existence of women, like it just happened to me when I went to go drink and be fucked up about Kobe Bryant. Like it happened. Like as soon as the other girl walks in now, and she's talking to me, the 25-year-old girl behind the cafe, like you can see it in her eyes. It went ding. Oh, he must be okay because other women are talking to him. And now she's just all into it, man. Like sometimes I wish I had like those, I wish those Google glasses came out. To where like, I could just go ding, and you can see it happen. What happens? Because bitches are so fucking predictable, man. They are so I like in a sense, bitches are so predictable. It's funny, like, and it's so sad. And see, I got done reading. I read another article about another guy. He was a barista. He was like 30 something, and he flat out says like, yeah, women are they're just completely delusional. Because see, they think that they can have everything they want their way, and then when it comes time for them to, you know, need something, a perfect guy is going to be sitting there waiting on them to just pick them up and swoop them and, you know, and play Prince Charming. And it just doesn't, like, see, women are like, I would say specifically American women, but see, this scenario has bled into other areas of, as far as the mentality. Now, the bodies, that hasn't bled in over here yet, because you can't find McDonald's on every street corners and Kentucky Fried Chickens on every block. That hasn't bled over here yet, but the mentality has bled over. You see that? See, that mentality has made, at least to here. Now, I think Russia is a little bit different. I've never been to Russia, but I know people who do go there. It's still, I see, well, women are just hypergamous in general. Their women are just gold diggers by nature because they have to be. But I've heard stories about Russia. I don't know. I'm not gonna speak on that until I at least go there and see it with my own eyes. But here, that Western woman gold digging mentality of this man's not good enough until another woman says he's good enough thing. Like, it's bled over to here. It completely has. And like I said, and the thing is, I don't even look for it. Okay. And see, like I said in the last video, I think I kind of like rank above it because of how I dress when I walk out in the world and how I speak, walk, and talk. My character, I think I get a little more buffer in it in saying that, oh yeah, this guy must be okay type of thing. But like for the general population, like with women, see, women want to wait to see if a man is with another woman to give her the okay that, okay, yeah, he must be okay. If so, like I said, women are not independent. Women are severely dependent. The reason why they try to pull this whole, we're independent, it's the same thing like when a 9-year-old says they want to work 40 hours a week. You see, they're looking at it for the first 15 minutes. And the first 15 minutes is alluring. They get to call their own shots. They get to buy what they want. So it's alluring. But when they have to actually do it all the time, they don't want to do it anymore. It's the same thing with women when they claim they're independent. See, it's alluring to be independent. As long as they see it from the sideline, oh, you mean you get to do whatever you want? You get to buy what you want? You get to walk down? You can do what you want? Oh, it's so alluring. Okay, I'll be independent. And then they become independent and they go, this isn't what I thought it'd be. Well, let's say we're victims and then let's get more benefits to slide us out of being independent. Like, it's unbelievable, man. Like, so long story short, the other girl, I was talking to a 25-year-old. She was cool, but like I said, women between roughly 16 to 25, like I said in a video a while ago, these women will be the most difficult, a lot of times can be, the most difficult to verbally interact with to get somewhere, you know, with their intelligence and well-being, mental well-being and all that. That'll be the hardest to get through. But if you can get through that, those women can genuinely still love you for you. Now, when you deal with women over 25, 26, those women are not capable of that anymore. They've been ran through by every sausage that they could find when they felt like it. They've been spit roasted behind garbage trucks. They've been gang banged. I've probably had her at my place looking over the skyline of Prague plowing her. You see, while I'm spitting in her hair and spitting in her face, they've been gone through by so many men that they don't have the capabilities to say, oh, this one man is special now. It's all gone, you see? And I really wish women would just bite the bullet and accept this and tell other women this is what happens. When women see, because women are hypergamous. If a woman finds out that they're, okay, if she's making, let's say, $20 an hour, and there's a job that's making $20.05 an hour, the woman will completely forget about the $20 an hour job and go to the $20.05 an hour because that's better. You see, she's not messing with that anymore. That's what it is. I divert again because I'm in drink because I'm fucked up about Kobe Bryant fucking dying, which is fucked up. And his daughter, like, see, that's fucked up. That's real fucked up. But anyway, so when the girl came in, she's talking to me for like, she made it clear when she first came in, she couldn't stay long, blah, blah, blah. The bitch talked my ear off for about 45 minutes, maybe like an hour. Right. And like that told a 25-year-old girl, oh, he's cool. He must be fine. So now that bitch starts opening up more. You see what I'm saying? Because the bitch sitting next to me is now opening up more. Like watching their nature, man, like it's so funny and sad. Like this is another reason why when men learn women's nature, usually around 30, 35 years old, when men turn 30, 35 years old, we will have been through so much of women's nature that we can pretty much diagram it and write out exactly what's going to happen. So, like, see, this is why Tinder is, like, just filled to the brim with women over 30. Because, see, men have learned bitches' games, you see? Like, so now at this point, like, if a woman over 27, if she's not being overly friendly or flat out saying, I want you to fuck me within three sentences, they are fucking dead to me. They're dead to me. And they should be dead to all men. If a woman's over 26 and she's not doing one of those two things, she should be dead to you. The reason I say this, okay, and hear me out on this. Now, I'm sure the chances might go viral. They'll snip that part out, okay, without hearing me out on why. But like when women are over 26, all of those women, if they're not fucking within three sentences, they are dead to you. Don't entertain anything else out of them. If they're not fucking you or not trying to fuck you within three sentences, consider them fucking 70-year-old men with HIV, syphilis, and AIDS trying to fuck you. Like, they are less than dead to you. The reason I say this is because women are never at a shortage for penis, right? You never respect those women unless they give you 1,000% reciprocation, okay? Because it's just a simple fact. There is no time, and this is where women have backed themselves into a corner in every culture on the planet. Women can get dick like that. They can just snap dick. Like, all they gotta do is create an online dating profile, and within an hour, they're gonna have copious amounts of men offering them dick. You see what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, why should any man ever walk up to them with any respect? Okay, because if you walk, okay, again, I'm gonna play this out for you. If a man walks up to a woman with respect, okay, who's well-educated and well-traveled and knows women well, keep this in mind. Now, what's to say that that woman isn't getting railed out literally 15 minutes before she met you? She didn't have that alpha dude, me, spit in her face, spit in her mouth, fucking made her choke on his cock, fucking pissed in her fucking face, and it came out to the fucking bar to see you. And now you're going, oh, can I buy you a drink? Get the fuck out of here. I am not respecting that hoe. Like, are you serious? Like, I'll talk to her. I'll, if it's nothing else to do, if my battery done died on my iPhone and I can't scroll through Facebook, this is where women have backed themselves into a corner. You see, they've backed themselves into a corner for any respectable alpha man who knows the game and has been on both sides of the game, okay? Because I've been on both sides. When I was 18, I was that guy who would have set up and worshiped a woman and bought her shit. And now at 33, I've been on the other side of that. I've been the guy now who's literally got a bitch's legs up over my shoulders, like fucking funneling her next to my, because we done fucked all over my apartment, fucking at the front door while her boyfriend's calling her. And she's like, seriously, like, how do you go back? You can't, as a man, you can't go back to that. This is why when men get older, we don't care about women anymore. We treat them like fucking shit. And it's the endless cycle that happens. The 22-year-old guy goes, well, yeah, man, she fucks with a guy who treats her like shit. And here I am trying to be a good guy. Like, look, if you're the good guy, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're the good guy, you are going to lose. It's inevitable, okay? The reason I say this, okay, you may get some reciprocation in the beginning because women think that they're supposed to like it. See, when women are 16 to 25, they're in their primes, okay? Also, what you have to remember is what women do in these ages are what they, everything that they're going to do is targeted to please other people. With that being said, what women do in these ages are aimed towards doing what they think everybody thinks they should be doing, okay? So some women, they'll fall into the whole trap of falling for a nice guy, and no woman likes a nice guy. None of them, okay? Let me rephrase that. No genuinely desirable, mentally healthy woman desires a nice guy. The only women who do were women, and every woman who falls into this category, I guarantee you, in a psychologist session, the psychologist will tell you what I'm saying is true. I know because I'm a fucking counselor and I talk to these women, okay? The only time women value nice guys is usually because something hurt their self-esteem, okay? Usually, it could come from maybe she was the ugly duckling in her group of women. I've watched that happen plenty of times where that girl, you would think, yeah, she's pretty until you see her with her friends and then her older sisters, and then she's immediately the ugly duckling. She wants the nice guy who works at Steak and Shake or where, Domino's or Pizza Hut or something. I just want a guy with a good personality. And all the guys will regard her as like the unicorn princess. See, no woman is a unicorn. None of them. Not a one of them are a true unicorn. You see, they only become unicorns once their self-esteem got hurt by some other part in their life. Women are not genuinely good creatures. Like Patrice O'Neill said, women are not righteous creatures. They're not. They do not operate on righteous mentalities. They operate off of, well, my feelings got hurt, so maybe I'll manipulate the game like this now. Okay? It's what it is. It just is what it's the reality. Like I told you guys a while back, like a buddy of mine, he makes like the equivalent. Let's say if he lived in America, he'd make about $3,000 a month, right? Man, America, that's a good wage, right? So he's dating this nail technician here who, you know, of course, makes a much lower wage. She's a nail technician. She's beautiful, but she's a nail technician. Okay, she's only made it so high in the world, and he made it higher, right? So this girl will always respect him because she has to look up to him. Now, the guy's mad because he wants a woman who's on his level of wages. And it's clear for any educated man who knows what's going to happen is, unless this woman is over 30 or is a single mother or is like ugly and fat or something, this woman will never respect this man. She will never do it. She will never follow him. He will never be her first choice. It's how women are wired. Women are wired, as long as they're mentally healthy and they're winning as women, they are going to go to the next higher man. They do not settle and become unicorns until something in their life had to destroy them down to being humbled. Women are never humble creatures. Never. Never, ever. Like I said, unless they were born ugly, born fat, born to a poor family and a rich guy came along, something had to happen to knock her ass back down to go, oh, I'm nice now. I want to be a housewife. You see, like pretty bitches who were born to money, they don't go off and marry a dude who worked for, you know, $50,000 a year. It doesn't happen. You will never find that. Find me one story where that ever happened, where a woman was born into legitimate money and married a guy who was an electrician who made $40,000 a year. You won't find, okay, and stayed married longer than 10 years. You will never find that. See, and stats like this is what they try to hide from the public, because see, the public will start doing the math on women's nature, and women would pretty much get completely disregarded as pieces of shit. It is what it is. It's just the reality of it. It is. So the quote back to the original topic, man. Yeah. So the girl comes in, like I said. So now I'm talking to the other bitch now, and like I got the one girl's contact information. I flushed. I'll tell you what I did. I was so disgusted at what happened with the 25-year-old contact information. I went to the bathroom and flushed it down the toilet. That's exactly what I did. I should have took a picture of it. But yeah, I went to the bathroom and flushed it directly down the toilet. Like I'm saying, because women are not naturally, like women are not likable. Women are not lovable or likable. The only thing that keeps them lovable and likable is the fact that they have vagina and boobs and makeup and long hair. That's what kind of deceives men between we hit like 30 and 35 and we learn their nature. And then, you know, like, yeah, most like men are lovable. Men are likable because men have to actually employ actions to be loved and liked. Women just exist. And as long as she's not ugly, some guy's going to love her. You see what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, man, when you get older, so if you're a younger guy watching this, when you get older, like you're going to see, like, it's just not worth it. It isn't like just like I said, girl who really turned around. And I'm getting both the contact information about all these, you know, LinkedIn, Facebooks, Instagrams, telephone numbers, all this shit. I flipped the 25-year-old because, see, I watched how she did me. You see, I watched that shit, and it's fucking disgusting. I went to the bathroom, and I flushed her shit down the fucking toilet. Simple as that.